This is episode number 2093 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So Jake Gyllenhaal's cat, or rumored cat, is asking Swifties to calm the heck down after the stuff that happened this weekend with, Taylor's little 10-minute version of All Too Well. Yeah.
Okay.
Jake's cat, Mr. Fluffle Stiltskin, Jake's rumored cat, Ms. Fluffle Stiltskin,
cute,
says, meowch, y'all need to calm down and stop cyberbullying.
Wow. Okay.
Now, Jake has yet to comment on the whole kerfuffle surrounding this brief relationship with,
Or is it kerfuffle?
And the red scarf. I don't know if you heard this or not, but Dionne Warwick said to Jake in an Instagram, Jake, return her red scarf. It's not yours. Apparently, he's got Taylor's red scarf.
Maybe it's a, a little token of his, a reminder of something. I don't know.
Fluffle Stiltskin.
That's
why
it should be a kerfluffle.
It's a kerfluffle. There you go. Just thought I'd share. It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, there's never an excuse for cyberbullying, no matter what.
Yeah, there is.
Mike Tyson's on the toad. That is not a typo.
What?
That's right. Mike's been smoking the psychedelic toad venom for 4 years now.
4 years?
Oh, my God. I died during my first trip, he told reporters at Wonderland, a Miami conference dedicated to psychedelics, microdosing, and medicine.
Oh, there's a conference for that.
In my trips, I've seen that death is beautiful. Life and death both have to be beautiful, but death is a bad rep. The toad has taught me that I'm not going to be here forever. There's an expiration date.
Did he get the toad to remove those tats from his face? Because I think he still got them.
The
you can get those off
now.
The toad doesn't do that. Oh, God.
It's not that magic.
Before there was Christina Hack, or Hawk, whatever she goes by, smoking the toad, pissing off her ex, talking about smoking the toad. Here's Mike Tyson, another reason not to smoke the toad.
I'm trying to figure out, did he really die? He says he died. I don't know.
I don't think. Maybe he's referring to his former self.
Maybe.
You know, the previous Mike Tyson. Now, he's all dead, and now the new Mike Tyson has arisen thanks to the mighty power of the toad.
Because he has, obviously he's had many trips.
Because if you die from the toad, you know what happens. You know what they call that?
What?
They call that being croaked.
Gosh.
I made a joke. That
you
was so
made
bad.
A toad venom joke about croaking. That was funny, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyson claims he was down and out and strung out. Down and out and strung out
in
on
Beverly
cocaine.
Hills. Oh, wow. Really?
When he discovered the toad.
Ah.
So he claims he smoked it over 50 times.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
3 times in one day.
Oh, God.
And he said he lost 100 pounds in 3 months.
Yeah, well, that'll do it too.
Started boxing, I guess, and started boxing again and reconnected with his wife and children.
Oh, the toad saved his entire life.
The toad saved him.
Wow, did it pay his back taxes? Because that's what I want to know.
I don't know. I doubt the toad's that magical either.
I don't think so.
Yeah, can't remove tattoos, can't pay back taxes.
But you can croak.
You can croak, evidently.
You can croak.
Or be in, have a trip that you're croaking. I'm not too sure how that works.
Me either.
I'm not going to find out either.
Yeah, I don't think I will either.
He's become a mighty advocate for psychedelics, evangelizing all over the country.
Mike Tyson.
About his
This is a guy who
toting.
Bit off Evander Holyfield's ear.
Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson wants to be the next James Bond.
I think that's a wise idea if he can pull off the British accent, because I'll tell you right now, James Bond has to be British.
Yes, he does.
Or she has to be British.
I get the whole sometimes they're interchanging male and female.
Yeah.
James Bond is a guy.
Okay, if you say so.
It is. James Bond is a guy.
Does it matter? Really, does it matter? Other than the fact that James Bond is a womanizing misogynist. But you don't think a woman wouldn't be able to change that point of view a little bit and bring it up to date a little bit? I'm just... misogyny. I'm just sorry. It's just misogyny.
So write, someone write a new, I guess. New thing.
I don't know. It's. I think that The Rock could change that. I think that he's got that in mind.
Change what?
The misogyny, the misogynistic part of the character. I think he could do that. You know, because he played, yeah. You know, because he's, you know, he's a decent guy. Come on, he's The Rock. Everybody loves him. God, I hope there's nothing wrong with this guy. That we're going to get like a letdown later on in his career, like, you know, something bad. No, we can't have that.
He says his grandfather was a Bond villain and
really?
He only lived twice with Sean Connery,
wow.
Which is, you know, very, very cool.
Did not know that. See, so he's got lineage.
Yes.
He's got lineage. I'm voting. Team Rock. I'm Team Rock for most anything anyway.
Yeah, I am
too. Yeah.
He says he wants to follow in his footsteps and be the next Bond. He says, I don't want to be a villain. Gotta be Bond.
He's gotta be Bond. Yeah, he can't be a villain. No, the Rock can't be a villain anymore. Those days are gone. Those days are over. He was very convincing as a villain, but he's, you know what? He's everybody's fave. He's gotta be the good guy.
Well, you know how the Denmark folks, they picked the perfect song?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, artificial intelligence was engaged 2 years ago to pick the perfect person to replace Daniel Craig.
Oh, really?
So...
Really? That's interesting. Oh, my. I'm curious now.
You want to know who AI picked as a perfect Bond?
I think so. Sure. Okay.
Henry Cavill.
Really?
Yeah. That's...
Well, at least he's got a British accent.
He does.
Yeah.
Natural.
I mean, he has to fake the Superman accent. When he plays Superman. I don't think they're going to have him play Superman anymore. I think he wants to be, but I don't know. I don't know if they are or not.
That's who the computers and robots.
The computers.
Or
wow, said. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Throw him in a tuxedo. Give him some a bunch of lines that are corny and misogynistic, and maybe he could pull it off. I don't know. So the problem is that Bond. Uh-huh. Was, you know, he was it's from a totally different time. So it's like, I don't know. You know,
well,
though.
Okay, so let's call it Suave.
Suave. Did you say Suave?
Suave.
Suave and Devin. Well, Suave is the
Swabby.
Swabby.
Swabbing.
What would be wrong with, like, Halle Berry playing Jane Bond? She was already a Bond girl, so that wouldn't work. But I could still see that strong a character.
It could be villain turned good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could go the other way. You know, she could be kind of a manizer. There's a lot of men that would like to be manized. I'm telling you. This one right here sitting in this chair. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.